Back now with Greater LA from KCRW. We can't tell you who the new mayor of Los Angeles is just yet. Don't feel bad, though. It's the same slow process in Orange County. For the first time in 50 years, Democrats have a chance to control the OC Board of Supervisors. But it's not all good news for Democrats in Orange County. Huntington Beach, famous for their blue waves, just got hit by a red one when it comes to the city council. And the city of Westminster passed a ballot measure to keep a sales tax. It's pretty mundane, right? Sales tax? Well, it might keep the city from going bankrupt. Gustavo Arellano is a columnist for the LA Times. He's back with KCRW's Orange County Line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
So the Board of Supes in OC changing hands to the Dems, perhaps? It's a huge potential shift in a county that was once, you know, the heart of the conservative movement.
Oh, my God. It would be historic if that happened. So there's three supervisor races. Two of them pitted Democrats against Democrats. In one, Doug Chafee, who's an incumbent, he was easily beating his challenger, more progressive, Sonny Park. So this would have been up in northern Orange County. In central Orange County, you had Vicente Sarmiento, who's currently the mayor of Santa Ana, going up against Garden Grove Councilmember Kim Bernice Wynn. Wynn was ahead on election night, and right now Sarmiento has been leading just a little bit ahead, but we know how these things go. The interesting supervisorial race is down in South Orange County, where Katrina Foley, who's a current supervisor but got redistricted, she's ahead of her opponent, a former supervisor, Pat Bates, and she so far has been ahead pretty comfortably. And what's interesting is that Katrina Foley has been a politician in Costa Mesa, which is, you know, more of a purple city for, gosh, at least 15, 20 years at this point. Most of her new, if she were to win, the new district would be very, very red. And if this happens, the last time there was a Democratic majority in the Board of Supervisors was, geez, in the 1970s, when that majority got taken down by those supervisors being corrupt and being arrested.
It may not be the county of Republicans, as in Nixon or Ronald Reagan, but it still has a very strong Republican presence, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you want to talk about a big wave, red wave, if you will, Huntington Beach. So Huntington Beach, historically, infamously, has been a very conservative place. It's where you had a lot of protests against COVID vaccines, COVID mandates, where you had the city attorney, Michael Gates, suing the state of California again and again. We've talked about this, of course, here. Well, he ran for election and he won handily. And at the same time, it's interesting also in Huntington Beach, they had four open city council seats, four, which is the majority of the council. And in Huntington Beach, the council had been majority Democrat for the past couple of years. Now it's all majority Republican if these results hold. Right now, the four Republicans who ran as a slate with Michael Gates, they are far ahead of any Democratic competition right now. And so it's Huntington Beach just returning to their old roots.
All right, let's talk about the sales tax in the city of Westminster, which has about 90,000 people who live there, a very large Vietnamese community there. Voters were asked to vote on Measure Y. First of all, tell us what Measure Y is.
Measure Y was just a 1% sales tax that was put in a couple of years ago. And the people, you know, Westminster is a Republican city. It's the heart of Little Saigon. Vietnamese historically have been Republicans. It's a Vietnamese majority city council. And so the proponent said, look, we needed this in order to keep Westminster from going bankrupt. If this expires, it was set to expire this year. If this expires, then we're going to go bankrupt. And so the big drama over the fall was whether the city council was even going to place it on the ballot, because for a long time, you had three council members who refused to take a stance in it. Finally, they did. So far, Measure Y is being passed overwhelmingly. And this extends that sales tax for 20 years. But even then, with that sales tax continuing, Westminster still sees a deficit, yearly deficit of $3 million. So this is only, gosh, this is a lifeline, but it's a very thin lifeline.
Does the city have any options about still being in a deficit? I mean, they're not going to come back and ask for more, are they?
At the end, though, they have to figure out, like, how does Westminster keep these city services and how do you cut these deficits, a lot of them which are done by unfunded pension obligations for the future. And that's something that all of California has to face, frankly.
Gustavo Arellano, columnist for the LA Times, back, of course, with KCRW's Orange County Line. Gustavo, thanks.
Gracias.
That's going to do it for us today. Tomorrow, during the pandemic, activists fought for the right to live in state-owned houses in El Sereno, or El Sereno, not jumping into that debate, that had long been boarded up. Now the local government says their time is up, but they're fighting to stay in that community for good. We're going to have the report tomorrow on Greater LA. Check out the website, by the way, anytime at kcrw.com/GLA. While you're there, tell us how you're doing, would you? And of course, we'd be honored if you subscribe to the podcast, too, all at kcrw.com/GLA. Or get the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Juliana Mayo, Nihar Patel, John Meek, Phil Richards, Amy Ta, Carlos Ramirez, Holly Adams, and Christian Bordahl all helped assemble this evening's show. I'm Steve Teutakis. Thank you for your time and attention. Have a great night.